Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason, red, white, and blue Inman.
I am Ashley Strictly, red and white Robinson. Missed my own joke there.
And you already know that because you are one of our awesome Patreon supporters, and you just got done listening to the Captain America Part 1 episode of Geek History Lesson Extra. Or not Geek History Lesson Extra, just Geek History Lesson. That's Hail to the Chief. We're not talking about the presidents here.
Well, he'd be a good president. But I'd vote for Steve Rogers.
Yeah, sure. He actually did run for president one time.
Oh, there you go.
And we're actually going to talk about, Ashley, some more patriotic American stuff, because Captain America is all patriotic and American and all that kind of stuff. Ashley, what are we talking about on this Geek History Lesson Extra?
Well, we're not actually strictly talking about just American patriotic superheroes. Now, Captain America is arguably the most patriotic superhero, but I wanted to know, off the top of your head, how many other patriotic country-based superheroes can you think of?
You want me to name them?
Yeah, because I think of, I can think of Captain Canuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I can think of Captain Britain.
Yep.
And I can think of Captain America.
There's Captain France, who was introduced in the Ultimates. There is also the Shield, who is an old character that basically has an American shield on top of him.
There's the Russian guy from Justice League International.
There's also Flag from Rising Stars.
There you go.
So
I would say that compared to the pantheon of superheroes, it's not a super popular trope or character device to use, and most of them are based in America. So I found this cool list on the internet of the top 10 most patriotic superheroes, and I wanted to see whether we agreed with their rankings or not, or whether we had even heard of these guys.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I kind of think the reason why patriotic superheroes are not common is because they don't sell well.
Because, outside of their immediate market?
Well, I mean, it's the exact same idea that when they released the first Captain America movie in China, they just called it the first Avenger.
Yeah, that's right.
They did not call it Captain America. And Winter Soldier, which is called Winter Soldier.
In Canada, they sure called it Captain America.
You know, so it was a certain idea that, like, calling it Captain America was not appealing.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So, there you go.
All right, so number 10 is the man himself, Captain America.
Is this an order? I'm looking at the same list that you are. And this does not look like it is in any numbered order. It just looks like they just randomly...
I always assume most of these internet lists are in descending order.
Oh, I never assume that, because if Captain America is not one, I don't want anything to do with this IGN list.
All right, then let's just go through the list.
Okay.
So here's Captain America. Yes. Captain Britain, number 2.
We did name him. And of course, on the site, they have amazing Alan Davis art. We're looking at IGN.
Yes, we are. Well done, IGN. I think Captain Britain's pretty cool. I think he's due for a neat update.
I've never gave a damn about...
But he looks so cool. Look at how cool.
He has a cool costume. It's, you know, I just realized I forgot another character. Who's the Canadian guy in Alpha Flight that looks like the Canadian flag? Vindicator?
No.
I think it's Vindicator, isn't it?
I don't think so.
It's not Vindicator? I'm just going to keep saying, you're Canadian. You should know who your heroes are. Come on. Come on now.
I don't know, actually.
Guardian.
Guardian. There
Guardian.
You go.
Okay, that was his name. You know,
I know Aurora is the girl version of him.
Well, that's definitely not who I was talking about.
And I have her on my desk.
You know, Captain Britain and Guardian, they do have cool designs.
Yeah. Well, because most flags are, they're very minimalist, unique designs.
They're eye-catching.
Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, I don't care about them.
Who would have to write to Captain Britain? Would you read like a Grant Morrison Captain Britain?
The pitch would have to be great.
So you wouldn't be sold on just a great writer in the role?
No, you got to tell me, what is your story beat?
Interesting.
You got to make me care about that guy, because I don't care.
He stars in London Has Fallen.
Captain Britain?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Superman.
Superman is definitely a patriotic hero, because he does wear, except for white, he does wear red and blue.
I guess you could argue that there's gold tassels on the American flag.
Not really.
If you wanted to. The interesting thing about Superman, I think that people make the argument that he is an American patriot, is that he's wearing a suit from Krypton. I mean, I know that is a modern retcon.
Yeah.
But he's representing the House of El more than he is, I would say, the American dream.
Only with his shield.
That's true.
Only with this shield. The costume is not an invention of Krypton. The costume, even in the Grant Morrison New 52 run, he touches it and makes it look how he wants it to look.
So you abide by, that's your headcanon?
Yes. Yeah. The red and blue comes from him.
Cool.
Totally from him. It's not Red and Blue is not from Krypton. Krypton was a colorless place.
Superman just never comes to mind for me as a particularly patriotic hero. He's, you know, I would put him on the list of greatest superheroes.
Oh, he's totally patriotic for me. 100%.
Sabra.
Is it Sabra or Sabra?
I would say Sabra.
Okay.
I don't know who this is.
Well, she is definitely a Jewish type hero.
She's a female superhero hailing from Israel who proudly drapes herself in the nation's colors. Uh-huh. Yes, blue and yellow. Her abilities are roughly equivalent to Captain America's super strength, speed, and agility. She was trained by the Israeli military, like Gal Gadot. Very cool.
She had a stint in the Mossad. Cobb McGraw.
That's rough. And she protected her homeland from the Skrulls.
Yay. I have no idea who she is either.
I don't either. But if anybody knows any cool Sabre stories, pass them along to us. Because she sounds really neat. And I've literally never seen her before. Winter Guard. I don't know who this is either.
Well, the Winter Guard is the Crimson Dynamo, of course, is an Iron Man villain.
Yes.
And then I think it's sort of like the Crimson Dynamo kind of.
His super team?
Yeah. It's kind of a more recent invention because like the Red Guardian is basically Captain Russia. Like he looks like Captain Russia. And then the other person in it, Darkstar, is a mutant who I don't really know that much about. But this, I think, is a lame choice for this list. Yes, Captain Russia is Russian.
I feel like Winter Guard and possibly Sabra were just chosen because they were non-American patriots.
You know, the funny thing about it is as we're going through this list, I now remember more and more patriotic heroes. And
who else came to mind?
Well, I don't want to tell you because
in case they're on this list.
If they're not on the list, then but they are a Chinese team.
Interesting.
So if they're not on this list, I'm going to be mad.
Oh, I know a Japanese team too. Iron Patriot. Well,
who was actually Norman Osborn in the comics.
Sure. Okay. I don't think of Iron Patriot again as, I mean, the name, obviously Patriot, but I don't think of Iron Patriot as a particularly patriotic character, you know?
Uh-huh.
In the way that I don't think of Iron Man as a patriotic character. And then Black Panther.
I don't really think
of Black Panther as a patriotic character. King?
Well, unless you're just like, he's the guy that represents Africa. Yay.
Yeah, I feel like, again, this was just another choice that was made to be like, here's a non-American.
Well, to me, I can never not think about Black Panther without thinking about the actual group called the Black Panthers.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think that the swap there was not unintentional. And then Doctor Doom is the next one.
This list is bunk. I'm sorry. Done. IGN. Yes, he rules a country. I get it. He's all about his country. But like,
first of all, it's a fake country.
Dr. Doom is not a patriotic superhero. One, he's a villain. And two, he's not patriotic except for himself.
And then Uncle Sam.
Yes, Uncle Sam, I totally agree with this. He has been a character of the Seven Soldiers of Victory. He had a great miniseries by Alex Ross. He has shown up in a Superman-Batman storyline. Totally agree. He's this weird cipher. I like the look of Uncle Sam, but Uncle Sam is like a superhero is not that great of a character.
No, he's a better villain, I would say.
Yep.
And then Guardian.
Who I brought up, the Alpha Flight Canadian, James Mac McDonald, who has a lot of ties in with Wolverine.
Yep.
And again, it just says in their article, it says, he actually sometimes goes by the much cooler sounding moniker of Vindicator.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were two different characters for some reason.
Nope, 100% legit. Okay, so who they forgot off their list is the top 10. The Chinese super team in the DC universe created by Grant Morrison in 52.
I was going to say Big Hero 6 is the Japanese government run team in the Marvel comics. They are compiled by the government and they are agents of the government as well.
And also, where's Rocket Red?
Yeah.
The Russian DC superhero.
Where's is Ninjak the one from the Valiant universe who is a government?
No, it's sponsor? Ray. It's
Ray, there you go.
Yeah. Or Rye? I don't know.
R-E-I?
No, R-A-Y. R-A-I.
I would say Ray.
Yeah. He's the Japanese superhero.
So interesting. I think this is an okay list.
What about Captain Boomerang? He's Australian.
But is he patriot? I mean, I guess if you're going to argue that Black Panther and Iron Patriot and Dr. Doom are patriotic, then...
Listen, I'm calling bunk on this list. I'm sorry. IGN, this is a very sad list. I think that if you're talking about a patriotic superhero, this is a hero that represents the country that they're from. They're patriotic.
And is it requisite? I would say it is requisite that they are wearing a symbol of the country. If not some, the colors, then like a moniker of the flag.
Some piece of it, yes. And that's why I give Superman... Superman definitely should be on this list because, again, he looks American.
Do you think that Winter Soldier should be on this list?
No. Although I get what you're saying with the Red Star.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. I would go no.
Okay. I would also go no. But I was just interested to see what you had to say.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
As a non-American.
As a non-American.
Do American superheroes annoy you? And by that, do I mean like, you know, Captain America, he's basically wearing the American flag. Do you not take him seriously, like right out of the gate because of that? And do you wish that there were more international superheroes?
I have come to an equilibrium with my feelings about Captain America.
Because he's hot?
I don't think Chris Evans is very hot.
I'm talking about the comic book, but sure.
I also don't think Captain America in the comic books is hot. So
Who can no. please you?
Bucky Barnes. I've come to an equilibrium with him as a character. He will never be, for me...
Yep.
He will never be a character that I love. Okay. I think he's interesting. I think he can be very well written. I think he can be well used. He'll never be one of my favorite characters. Growing up and when I was getting into comics as a non-American, like 12-year-old me, I don't know if you could have paid me to read a Captain America comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a big part of my brain that was like, really, like Americans think they're so great that we have to read their, you know, like it's that thing where when you put it out there, it's like Superman, yeah, I get it. But when you put it out there that obviously, that like pings your brain. I don't necessarily wish that there were more patriotic superheroes because I do have the feeling that nationalism is a thing that is kind of, it's arbitrarily creating conflict between people.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wish that there were more teams because teams usually all tend to be from one place geographically. I wish that there were more teams like Justice League International that incorporated a lot of different people from different backgrounds.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up one of your favorite teams, the very international X-Men team where Nightcrawler,
yes.
Wolverine, Colossus, all these, you know, their team represented the world.
They did, but that's because the mutant community is the best example of like, quote, the global community, because they're united by the fact that they're outside. It doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what you're affiliated with. You're all welcome on the X-Men.
You're all welcome on the X-Men.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Do you think that there should be more patriotic superheroes from non-American countries?
I don't think there should be more patriotic superheroes. Mm-hmm. I just believe that there should be more superheroes from other countries.
Yes.
That's why I'm so excited about Jean Yang's new Superman, because it's a Chinese Superman.
Cool.
And I don't know. It is a little weird. It's a thing that I automatically turn against in the Marvel Universe, that every hero is in New York City.
It's tough.
And that's why I love the 50 state initiative. Excuse me. I added an extra state. I'm expecting Puerto Rico to join any day, apparently.
Captain Puerto Rico, though, would be a great dancer.
That's what Bucky Barnes' Captain America costume kind of looks like, is the Puerto Rico flag.
He does.
But I do wish that there were more international superheroes. I get why there aren't, because it's hard for Americans who buy more comic books than anybody else to, well, I guess besides the Japanese.
Yeah, but they kind of have their own market cornered.
Exactly. I get that it's hard for those people to identify with like somebody from France or somebody from Czechoslovakia or, you know.
I would say devil's advocate, though. If you're a great writer, you can use your imagination, because one of the greatest writers of American superheroes is a Scottish dude.
Yeah, Mark Miller.
he's also very, but you know what I mean. I understand where you're coming from. Yes. I'm just playing devil's advocate for discussion.
Any final thoughts on patriotic superheroes, Ashley?
I'm really looking forward to that great Alpha Flight run that you're going to write for us.
I know. I have a great Alpha Flight run, and I'm not going to say what it is. There you go.
That's it.
All right, cool. Thank you all for your support. It's because of you that this episode happens. We'll be talking to you next week after we finish our Captain America Part 2 lesson.
Ooh.
So I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Chill out and relax and salute your flag, monkeys.